Hello to all my lovely people and welcome to Life by Waitha today. If this is your first time, I am so glad you're here and I hope you stay for a while and consider subscribing. I would really love to have you. If you're already part of the family, then welcome back to the blog. This is my new day. This is Monday. And today we're going into writing habits and another 52 list. But anyway, like I said, happy Monday and let's get started. So I hope everyone had a really great, relaxed, and wonderful weekend. My weekend was great. I'm coming off of my vacation. It's so sad. I feel like a free man going back to prison. That's how I'm feeling in my heart right now. My staycation was awesome. We're really close to New York. I'm in the DMV, which is District, Maryland, Virginia area. So New York is just 4 hours away. My daughter wanted to see Waitress, so we headed there, last weekend, saw Waitress, had some good food, and, just had an overall good time on that cold, rainy weekend. But yeah, it was wonderful. I did not feel all that well this week, which was maybe just my body saying, hey, you need to be home. And I've had just a few minor health issues that I will touch on next week. I want to focus and keep that positive affirmation going. I want to focus on feeling good. Right now I'm feeling good, and that's what I'm going to focus on. So today, I want to touch on journaling and practicing good habits for the new year. And I think I've mentioned this before, like when I did my 2020 outlook in the past, I was really good at journaling. And I don't know why it is when you're always going through something and you're at your lowest, you either turn into the Bible or writing. And it's no wonder these things bring you comfort. You feel like you're getting it out there. You're your own therapist, so to speak. You're talking, yourself through it. That was the reason why, I created that stress worksheet, because I've been through some stuff, y'all. I've been through some ish. And it's hard going through it alone when you have no outlet and no one to talk to, and things like that. And I would write 750 words at least 5 days a week. It was my therapist. It was my friend. It was everything that I needed to get out my frustrations about my job, about what I wanted for myself, about college, how I felt about going back, home life, family. It was all my frustrations. It was everything. And mind you, writing doesn't make the problem go away, but it puts the problem in front of you so you can look at it and say, okay, I know what this is. Now what do I do? Do I need to talk to a friend, talk to a family member, speak with a therapist? How do I get past these things? I mean, it's not to say that you're going to want to do stuff and you're laying out everything you want to do on your journal. And I'm getting off task here, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm going to come back to that later. But anyway, let me keep going. But like I said, I've always felt like writing kept me from going down the rabbit hole. It helped me develop some good habits, and I could basically assess what was happening in my life and why it was happening, why it was happening to me for whatever a reason. And with that said, today I am talking about writing for therapy. Yes, another 52 list. No, y'all. And what happened to the law of attraction post? Like, you just like left that like a stepchild. But anyway, let's get on into this. So like I was saying, because I had jumped the gun, I was, before the gun was fired, I was hitting the track running. But anyway, writing for therapy. And like I'm saying, writing doesn't necessarily solve the problem, but writing it down puts the problem in front of you. You write it, you write in small paragraphs. You can even write what the problem is. You can write how you got there. That's something like how my stress worksheet works, and that's linked. You can write how you got there, you know, how this is affecting you, how it makes you feel, and then list some things you want to do. Well, can I just talk to the person that's affecting me? If it's not a person, can I speak to a friend or family member? Maybe they can help me find some solace or help me work through it. Or do I need to talk to a therapist? What is leading me to get here? But, you know, being a single mom with not that great of an income, I've had some struggles. And, you know, writing has been one of those things that has really helped me to figure out what's going wrong, or just say what's going wrong. I've had, you know, and this is also, I have Penzu linked, because Penzu is the online medium that I use for my journal and or diary. Now, if you're a pen and paper person, you could write it down in a book and keep it. I'm just not that good at writing, and it will be scratch. I'm better at typing, because as it's popping into my brain, I'm typing it. It's out there. I've done that brain dump, and it's great. Now, this year, well, toward the end of last year, I got really terrible, horrible at even writing anything. I think I had gone like October, and here we are January, and I haven't written, because it was just hard for me to sit down and focus. And I will admit that that's one of those things I have a hard time doing. Even right now, as I sit here, I've got 25 things going on in my head. For me, it's very hard to sit, pull out the one thing I need to do and do it and be done, because I am already on Wednesday and it's Monday, and I'm on Wednesday already, and I'm just doing too many things at once. And so focusing is hard for me, and writing is a way to help me focus that one thought, that one thing that I need to do. And yo, it doesn't have to be 750 words. It could be a paragraph. You can go, I feel crappy today, blah, 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 but write it down anyway. Penzu has a great feature that if you've been writing for a month consistently, it will email you and say, this is what you wrote on this day. Because I've been writing on Penzu since the end of 2016. It says, this is what you wrote on, let's say, January 11th, 2017. And I look back at that and I look where I was and I'm like, damn, am I miserable on every single thing I've written? Has anything been happy? And yes, things have been happy, but sometimes we tend to focus on the awful, because that's the thing we want to purge from our system. And again, I have found it to be really, you know, great therapy. I, like many people, suffer from mild depression. It has a lot to do with my with my enlarged thyroid. And if you know anything about people who have thyroid issues, your thyroid can wreak havoc on your mood, your body, your weight. It can cause depression, eating problems. It just has your thyroid basically controls everything you do. And so I didn't know why I was feeling the way I was feeling. And at one point, I think I talked to someone at work. I've talked to friends. I saw a psychiatrist. I will never do that again, because that's a whole nother story for y'all. But I just didn't feel like, I felt like this person just wanted to kick me medicine. And I can say, I don't feel like taking pictures like I used to. I don't feel the same. I want to do the things that I used to do. Okay, here's a pill for that. And that's not how shit should work. Excuse me. That's not how things should work. You know, we're so, and I've said this and I'm going to keep saying it, you have a lot of doctors that think their patients are too lazy to do the work to get better, so they'll throw you a pill. And I am so not for that. that is just the wrong type of assistance to receive, because a pill, unless it's a life-threatening issue that you're having, a pill is not going to always do it. But when I saw a therapist that was talking to someone, her giving me exercises to do, and I would go through a box of Kleenex and just sit there and get it all out. And she was the one that recommended to me to start writing. Just write. I don't care what you say, if it's all in big print and you scribble, whatever it is, write. And so for many, many years now, I want to say since 2008, I have written, because it's been the only thing that has kept me from looking at some padded walls. And no shade to that, but just metaphorically speaking. But yeah, I would say to anyone who's struggling, if you need counseling, get your counseling. Get your mind right, because you are important. You are valued. I mean, do I have to give you the help? You is smart. You is kind. No, I'm not going to do that, y'all. But you get what I'm saying. You get what I'm saying. Be the best you can be. I want everybody to be great in 2020. That's your destiny. Whatever you do, be great at it. And don't let these stumbling blocks keep you from doing what it is you need to do. Moving on. Yes, another 52 list. As I said last week, I'm going back and forth. And I will link, you know, I always link everything. So, of course, last Monday is linked. My daughter gifted me because, and I'm holding this book right now. She gifted me because I did the 52 list for happiness. And I blogged about it for a year. I had a love-hate relationship with that book because it was good at first. I got to list, I'm trying to flip through these pages. I got through list like 35 and I'm like, this is stupid. But for everybody, it's not. For some people, this is what they need. But I felt like everything wasn't for me. But I completed it. It took well over a year. Even though it's supposed to be, well, 52 lists, 52 weeks, it's supposed to be like a year. So it did take me a little over a year, but I did finish it. However, what I got for a holiday gift is 52 lists for calm, and it is journaling inspiration for soothing anxiety and creating a peaceful life. And I even did a giveaway on my blog at my 1 year anniversary. I gave away like 4 copies. And I'm all for the giveaways, y'all. I give away some more copies, but I don't just want to give it away and then people go through it and go, I don't like this. This is not helping me. So, as I sit here right now, flipping pages of this journal, I'm like, do I really want to do another 52 list? It sounds so daunting. And this is, again, this is me doing what I do best, looking at something that's a lot and trying to take it on. And then I get mad at myself when I can't finish it, when I'm the only one putting that pressure on. Ain't nobody holding, got my hands tied behind my back going, get that journal finished. No one is doing that. That is all me. So it looks to be very interesting. It's broken up into sections where there is a list 1 through 12 that says be present. List 13 through 25, is that right? Through 27 says look back. List 28 through 38 is move forward. And list 39 through 52 says release. It looks so interesting. Like, I'm just looking at list 3. I've already jumped ahead where it says list the ways that you tend to feel stress in your body. So let me tell you that this book might be something that I have to do more so for curiosity than anything. And maybe what I'll do is, instead of trying to tackle every single list in here, maybe what I'll do is, you know, behind the scenes, work through this book and only give you a highlight of it. Let's say I do a month's worth of work and come back and give you a highlight of one of those, like list number three, that was a good one. List the ways you feel stress in your body and come back and just do the best of the four that I'm working on. Then that way it moves quicker. It's not so daunting. I don't feel overwhelmed and I ain't got to talk y'all heads off. Done. So with that last thing, I know y'all are like sheep out to move on to another journal. What happened to the law of attraction from the happiness planner that you was talking about and boasting how good it was? Don't get it twisted. The law of attraction is a good practice. That is me doing the why eat the thing, starting off with all these grandiose ideas and plans of what I want to do. And yo, I have a home life. I have a house to take care of. I have a family to take care of. I want to spend time with my folks and do things and not be tied to this computer all the time. This blog for me has been the most beautiful, most creative thing I have produced in a long time. However, it does take time to do these. But with that said, if I didn't love it, I would not be doing it. This would not be happening right now. So that might be something else I do on the side. I feel like I just left it. I mean, the kit that they give you is beautiful. They give you this box, and I think I took a picture of it, but you know, I will link. That's also linked. They give you this box, this beautiful journal, these inspirational cards to put in your face every day to, you know, help you attract positive things in your life. But again, it's just what this comes back to is, again, writing and basically writing how you feel. And whether you want to do something where you list out what you want to attract in your life, whether you're doing a Bible journal, a sleep journal, anything that's going to bring that good out of you and help you be calm and focus and tackle 2020, I say do it, you know, and don't feel any regret about doing it, but also don't feel pressure like you're doing it for someone. If you're not writing for you, then you don't need to be writing. These are all exercises for you. This is an investment in you. With that, I'm gonna close this right on up because I feel like I've been yakking. Well, y'all know I love to hear myself talk. If I didn't love to hear myself talk, I wouldn't be here. I'm just gonna put that out there. Just, y'all know, putting that right on out there. But anyway, I'm gonna wrap this up out here. Thanks so much for hanging with me this Monday. For my fellow subscribers, again, this is a new day. Monday is new. I need my rest, y'all. So my weekends, I get to relax. And then Sunday night, I do some prep. I talk to y'all and I have it all ready right here for Monday. It's a great thing, okay? We're going to see how I feel about this up in April and see if it's, you know, really, really working. That's the test, right? Time. But yeah, if you have not subscribed to Life by Waitha, then like I said, get in on it. Come on. I want you. Well, no, not like that. But you know what I mean. I want y'all to come on and comment and engage. I mean, I love that, right? Join the family. I would love to have you at my virtual table. Again, as I've always said, y'all go out here and have a beautiful, productive, wonderful, excellent week. And as Waitha always says, know thyself.